Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. And first, I would like to thank our sponsor for the Zimcast, and that is Growmark, locally owned and globally strong. This week, we're going to take a look at Ag Careers and an event that we will be covering very soon. I spoke with Eric Spell, who's president of AgCareers.com. So first, Eric, why don't you tell us about AgCareers.com? You've been around for a while, and you just keep getting bigger, it looks like.
Well, we've enjoyed growth over the last, in fact, next year will be the 15th anniversary celebration of AgCareers.com. We're looking forward to having several points of celebratory activities in 2012. So not many people know that AgCareers.com originally started as a print newsletter to our neighbor friends in the north in Canada. AgCareers.com today is a result of two businesses that came together at the end of 2003. And we are the leading online job board for the agribusiness industry. And a few interesting stats is year to date, we've had 23,000 jobs posted on our site. We've had just over 50,000 applications to jobs on our site, and we've had over 514 new employers here to date that use our site. So on any given day, job seekers can freely pass through the site and view over 2,000 jobs posted on the site by employers and recruiters throughout the agribusiness industry in North America, Australia, and New Zealand.
And you focus specifically on human resource services for the agriculture and food industry, correct?
That's correct. The primary aspect of AgCareers.com, what makes our world go around, is the online job board itself. However, we are much more than a job board. We have a salary survey product called the Compensation Benchmark Review, where nearly 125 employers participate in that on any given day. So we're able to provide benchmark data relative to salaries and compensation data back to the employers. We also survey job seekers, given that over 10,000 applicants every month pass through the site. We survey them routinely to get information relative to their behavioral trends throughout the year. And we try to be a content provider or profound information provider to the industry so that we can make ourselves better employers and a better working place.
And to that end, this event coming up here, the 9th AgCareers.com Ag HR Roundtable, and we are happy to be covering that for you all this year. I'm looking forward to being there myself. So tell me about what is the purpose of this event, this HR Roundtable, and really how it's grown. This is your 9th one, then.
It is. It's exciting. It's grown to the first event we had not quite 90 attendees. And this year, we're looking at somewhere between 175 to 200 attendees. We're well ahead of the registration rates that we have been in years past. The simple purpose of the event is to bring employers, members of our community, primarily employers, career service personnel from colleges and universities, and professional associations, such as Agriculture Future of America, Alpha Zeta, the members of the Pork Board will be there, as well as other professional associations. We come together, and our primary purpose is to talk about issues facing the recruitment and retention of entry-level and professional-level talent throughout our industry. And so the overall result is to identify issues, constraints to a sustainable workforce, and to talk about and share ideas on how to be a better employer as agribusiness in the food chain.
Now, there's another event being held at the same venue, which is at Purdue University, and it's sort of in conjunction with the roundtable, and it relates to the preparation of people for their agricultural careers in the agribusiness and food industry. So tell me how it relates to that.
Well, another industry association that has become part of our community is the Association for Public Land Grant Universities. And the National Academic Program Summit, which is sponsored by the Academic Program section of the Board on Agriculture Assembly. That's a lot, a big mouthful, I know. But basically, this group of primarily consists of deans and associate deans from the land-grant university system. They're coming together to talk about what's needed relative to their theme is called Creating Change, Reforming the Curricula for a 21st Century Education. They're obviously coming together to talk about it with themselves, but the fact that we're going to have some industry employers, senior-level HR members present, we're taking advantage of that synergy, and they're going to be getting input from the employers. In fact, during the roundtable itself, there'll be a live survey of the audience, and the results of that survey will be used in the discussions of the event you've alluded to at Purdue University.
And now the dates for this event for the HR roundtable, first of all, I guess, is August 1st through the 3rd, and that's at the Stewart Center at Purdue University in Indiana. And then immediately following that is the National Academic Program Summit, August 3rd through the 5th, in the same location, correct?
That is correct. We're happy to be visiting our host, Purdue University, and ADM is one of our major sponsors of the event, and it should be a good time.
Let's talk a little bit about, in general, about ag career trends and how you've seen the opportunities continue to change and evolve over the last several years of ag careers existence.
Right now, and I've had the opportunity to visit the World Ag Expo in Tulare, California this year, the International Poultry and Exposition Show in Atlanta, Georgia, and the Agri-Marketing Conference a couple of months ago in Kansas City, and had the opportunity to speak with a number of senior executives within the industry, and one common theme comes through. There's no greater time to be a part of agriculture. The world population is now reaching nearly 7 billion. The demand for protein and food is never been greater. So great opportunities in biotech, biofuels, and even as a farmer. So when farmers are doing real well in a time like this, that has a domino effect across various sectors of agriculture. So one of the things, we had over 30,000 jobs posted on our site in 2010, and we do an analysis each year of what types of jobs are more prevalent in the growing jobs. And in the biotech arena, which that includes animal and human and plant health, there are some exciting new jobs that are going to be very appealing to the younger generation. And so there are some jobs coming available today that weren't necessarily available 10, 15 years ago. And so I just feel like that it's a very exciting time to be in agribusiness.
When you talk about ag careers, you're talking about biotech and that kind of thing. This spans a lot of territory, I would think. You've got all kinds of things that would qualify as careers in agribusiness or food industry.
Absolutely. I mean, I was attending the Alltech Symposium. When you look at a lot of the things that, when you think about animal and human health and some of the exciting research and trends that are going on, you know, growing algae as an alternative source of fuel, aquaculture, growing sea plants that could be used in turn to break down waste products by dairy and swine production. There are just some really eye-opening and fascinating areas of agriculture that we didn't see 10, 12 years ago.
Well, getting back to the upcoming roundtable, who are the people that attend the roundtable, and if there's anybody who might be listening to this who might be interested, how would they be able to go about attending?
Well, first off, if they're interested in attending, they can go to agcareers.com, and on the right hand of the page, as they scroll down a bit, there'll be a nice colorful logo that reads Ag HR Roundtable. They can click on that, and there's plenty of information from that point. The attendees mainly will consist of human resource professionals from small to medium to large corporate America. There'll be senior resource professionals, vice presidents of HR, recruiting professionals from companies. There will even be some industry search firms that will be represented at our event. There'll be probably nearly 40 colleges and universities that have ag-related programs at their universities. And so many of the people that represent that group are the directors of career services for the College of Ag. And then there'll be several professional associations within the ag industry that will be represented as well.
And we're looking forward to being there as well. That is the agcareers.com Ag HR Roundtable. It's being held August 1st through the 3rd at Purdue University. And you can find out more off the agcareers.com website link. And that's our Zimcast for this week, sponsored by GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.